Speed Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Smiley and Mr. Felipa, a Portuguese official, enter the Whispering Cave on the trail of the murderer of Davis, leaving Speed to guard their boat. Clint tells his nephew to fire two shots if danger should threaten, but all seems calm enough outside the cove of the Whispering Cave until Speed sights a boat speeding toward the cove with what appears to be a gun on the forward deck. Meantime, Clint and the others inside the cave not only find their quarry, but hear the voice of the octopus telling them that a boat will pick them up at any time, but that they must first destroy Speed and Smiley Preston, as he believes they have killed Clint. The secret police barely have time to recover from the shock of learning that the octopus is alive when the killers come out. At the same time, the danger signal of Speed is heard, but at the moment, the boys have plenty of fight on their hands from the criminal.
Clint, I got one of them. Are you all right?
I got 6 minutes ago. But we got to get to Speed right away. You all right, Philippa?
Yes. But all right. Don't you worry about me.
Good. Now let's get out of here on the run. And you too. Dixon, don't try anything. We've got you covered.
Don't I know it. And you outnumber us 3-2. We won't start anything.
Outnumber you? Why, you... What about sniping Davis the way you did?
Huh?
You won't even come out in the opening fight.
Davis! Well, didn't I get Barlow?
I am Barlow.
Well, I'll be...
Come on. Get going to the mouth of the cave. And on the double quick. Get on ahead, you two, but not too far, or a bullet will slow you down. Now run.
All right, let you go.
What do you think is bothering Speed, Clint?
I don't know. Unless he sighted the octopus boat.
Speaking of being outnumbered, that gang on the boat will be all over us before we can do much about it.
I've got a plan. It's an old one, but good. Save your breath, Smiley. You're going to need it.
The tide is running in. You will notice that the whispering sound has ceased. We shall probably get our feet wet in leaving the cave.
We're lucky, if that's all.
Faster, you two ahead.
Hey! How are you to this, Ronald?
Never mind that. Get going.
Haven't heard anything more from Speed. Reckon that's bad.
No, I can't tell. He's probably holding fire for the time being, though. May need that ammunition for something more than a signal shot.
Wait, they're approaching the mouth of the cave. The blue light illuminating the cave tells us of that.
Yeah. Don't seem half as far going out as it is that coming in.
I see daylight. We're almost there.
Water's not coming in yet.
That's something to be thankful for. Now slow down, you fellas. I want to talk to you.
What's your plan, Clint?
Something I want Dixon to do. Have you any way of signaling that pickup boat, Dixon?
Sure. A door with mirrors.
Mirrors? Say, are you trying to be funny?
No, no. I flash a mirror in the sun. Little pocket mirror, see? I got it here in my pocket. I'm supposed to tell him whether it's safe to land or not.
That's just what I wanted to know. Dixon, you're going to signal your boat to pick you up somewhere else.
What?
They'll believe you. Because the octopus told you to get Speed and Smiley before you left Madeira. He's probably telling them the same thing now over their shortwave radio set.
You let him get away, Clint?
We can stand them off here. Felipa, isn't there a tiny cove near where our plane is stationed?
Oh, yes. That is a Riga Cefeo. That is a very well known.
Dixon, you tell your boat to pick you up there tonight.
I won't do it. I know what you're planning. You'll ambush them.
You'll do it or die in your tracks. I have no time to waste. What'll it be? Will you signal to that boat or will I shoot?
All right, I'll signal.
And just what Clint told you, signal, too. I can read it, and I'll know if you're not telling the right thing.
Don't worry. I'll do what you say.
You and Felipe stay here, Smiley. I'm going to speed. Take Dixon outside when I leave and give that boat the signal. If they want to know who we are, Dixon, tell them we're working for you. You get that?
Yeah, I got that.
But, Clint, you might run into trouble at the boat.
Nothing that I can't take care of. Stay with it, Smiley. I'll come back as soon as I can. Meantime, give the signal to the octopus boat.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Dixon.
One out there. They seen us. I think they have a gun mounted on the forward deck.
It's okay. I've been taking care of that boat. I hope.
Well, what do you mean?
I haven't time to tell you now. I just wanted to make sure everything was all right here.
Here? Yeah. But isn't that the boat that was going to come to pick up the octopus gangsters? Gee, did you find them? Were they in the Whispering Cave?
Yes. Yes to everything. We got them all right, Speed. And now Smiley is seeing to it that one of the criminals is signaling that boat to pick them up at Regis Cove tonight. Then we'll capture the whole gang.
Gosh, that'll be great.
Yeah, if our plan works.
You don't think it will?
I can't tell. You got those binoculars handy, Steve?
Yeah, right here. I looked at the boat through them. That's how I knew they were carrying a gun.
Let me have them a minute.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Now, let's see.
What are they doing?
They're watching Dixon's signal right now. Several men are at the lee rail.
The speed they were coming, I thought they'd pick them up from shore. But I guess the boat's a little too big to bring in close. They were going to use a dinghy. At least they were going to use one before this fellow you talk about signaled them.
Speed.
Huh?
One of the crew is using glasses. Have them trained on us.
Gosh, what do we do?
Nothing until we see what they're going to do. Now they're returning Dixon's signal. Just three flashes.
Hey, looks like you're lowering the dinghy, too.
They didn't believe Dixon. They suspect something.
What do we do, Clint? Trying to hold off a gang like that is like fighting a whole navy.
We've got one chance, Speed. The Whispering Cave. We can get in there before the tide seals them out.
The cave?
Yes, quick. Gather up all the stuff you can lay hands on. Here, I'll get aboard you. And guns, ammunition, and don't forget the water canteens and emergency rations.
Gosh, looks like we're preparing for a siege.
No telling how long we'll be in that cave, Steve.
But won't they just wait until we come out and then get it? We can't stay in there forever. We'll have to come out the same way we went in. Mr. Felipe said there was only one exit.
We'll worry about that when the time comes.
And what about this boat? It'll drift away without someone at the wheel.
Yes. We wouldn't get very far with dead men as a crew either. And that's what we'll be if we don't get inside that cave before the octopus landing party arrives. Once they get ashore, we won't stand a chance. You got everything?
Yeah. Much as I can carry.
All right, then. Jump ashore. I'll hold the boat steady while you do.
Okay. Now, what about you? All
right. I'll bring her up alongside as close as I can, and then trust the luck.
There, now's your chance.
Made it.
Look, Clint, they've got the dinghy in the water already.
Yes, but it'll take them time to row ashore. Come along, Speed. We'll have to run over some darn slippery rocks to get back to Smiley and the rest in time. But we'll do it. We've got to do it.
Look, you see there? Water's getting higher all the time.
Oh, yes, and it's still no sign of a Barlow. I wonder what could have happened.
He probably ran into a mess of trouble when he went to see what happened to that precious nephew of his. Just the same sort of trouble that you're going to have when that shore boat lands here.
Well, don't laugh too hard, Ray. Oh, stop it. You crack that silly face of yours. Finn will come back here with an octopus under each arm if he met up with any
of them.
Wait a minute.
Look. Look. Yes. They're coming now.
And he's bringing Speed with him. I wonder what he did with our boat.
Oh, it will smash up on the rocks with the tide running like it is, with no one at the wheel.
And they're toting a lot of stuff. Gosh almighty. Clint must have something up his sleeve, and I'd like to know what before this tide gets any higher. It's forced us most back into the cave again.
Hi, Smiley.
What's the idea? What are you edging around for, Dixon? I've still got you covered, and your gang is still out in the ocean. And don't you forget that.
Nah, I ain't forgetting it. But let me remind you of something, copper. The cards will be in my hand before long, policeman.
Yeah, but you won't be interested none in the playing of them, big boy, and I'll see to that personal.
What's my name? Geneva. I'm going back into the Whispering Cave.
What? We've got to. We'll have a better chance of holding off that landing party in there than out here.
Yes, but perhaps we will have no trouble with them, Mr. Barnum.
What do you mean?
Now, could we not have Dixon himself convince them that we are working with him and them?
It's a slim chance. Once they get a look at us, Felipe, if they didn't recognize me, the cinch they'd no speed. Everyone in the Oxford gang has heard plenty about me.
I'll say we have. That's probably what's bringing them ashore, Barlow. In spite of my signal, I saw the kid was up and smelled a rat.
Even so, that landing party ain't so big. Then we could handle them, couldn't we?
It'd be a long gamble, Smiley. Against big odds.
Speed?
Let me have those glasses again. Would you take this stuff out of my hands, Felipe?
Oh, yes, to be sure.
Oh, sure, then. Let's take another look at that boat.
How many are in the digging, Clint?
Six. And they're well armed.
Well, so are we. And we don't have to land a boat when we attack them. Say, wait another minute. We'll be in that cave whether we want to or not. And the rocks between us and where we left our boat are being covered with water.
Yeah, we got our feet wet coming here all right.
The water's at our feet. That settled it.
Clint, what is it? What do you see?
They're uncovering the gun on the forward deck to protect the landing party. That means we haven't bluffed them for a minute. Back into the cave, everybody, or we'll be blown off this beach.